And now, the Phil Henry Show with Phil Henry. West of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. East of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. First-time callers, dial 1-800-449-8686. And the wildcard line is 1-800-449-8686. And now, here's Phil Henry.
Tonight is our all-request show, and that means that everything we play on the air tonight, everything we do on the air tonight, will be have been already done. And they will be select moments from our show's past. And it's unusual for a talk show to play requests, but then our radio show has always broken the boundaries somehow. And tonight will be no different. We'll play requests on our show, which is requests of bits, characters, callers, people who have called and talked to our characters, and the resultant hilarity was enjoyed by all. So we will take your request tonight at 1-800-449-8686. And we have here a deep repository of material from our shows. We also have all of our best of CDs. So we ought to be able to find a lot of the stuff that we hear you guys talk about. I get a lot of email, and I read it, and I respond to a lot of it. And many of the requests that we get, I recognize. Some of them are very old, and some are, shall we say, pre-FCC. As in, before the FCC started scaring the radio business to the point where you couldn't do anything. You couldn't breathe, you couldn't move, you couldn't blink, you couldn't eat. You couldn't break wind without somebody at the FCC having to know how, where, and taking a whiff of it. Which is one of the reasons why Sirius and XM, of course, become so attractive to talent. Not that I'm going any place, but I could see how some guys might want to, given the constrictive atmosphere of the commercial broadcasters today. If I were a commercial broadcast executive or owner of a commercial broadcast enterprise, and I was intelligent, and putting those two things together sometimes is very difficult, I'd be frightened, because there are now options for people who work on the radio, and they don't all have to just sit and wait for Mr. Terrestrial Radio to come calling. They got the satellite option, baby. So, you know, before we have to keep this nonsensical censorship up, which also sort of limits a lot of the material that we'll be able to access tonight, because we don't want anybody getting their underwear in a twist, and so we have to watch the material we play, even though I'm assuming everybody listening to us is an adult, and if you're not, go to bed. All right, let's go to our first request for the evening on the Phil Henry Show. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. And this is Glenn. Glenn, how you doing, brother?
Oh, pretty good, pretty good.
What's your request, sir?
I want to hear the Lloyd Bonafide one where he parked the Corvette. He parks, and what's the other guy that parked the Corvette in the garage?
The neighbor moved in with gym equipment?
Yeah.
And he wanted the garage door closed?
Yeah.
You got it, brother. What year is this from? Do we know? This year is from 2004, yeah. All right, Glenn, here it is. This is Lloyd, who doesn't like that neighbor with the Corvette because the guy's coming on to all the widow women. On the Phil Henry Show.
Well, I have a comment. This is the United States of America, the land of freedom.
Holy
people come geez. Here to have
here?
The freedom. And the man, I respect the man of 60 years old, active gym, Corvette,
hey,
having
let me ask
fun.
You something, Sonia. Maybe,
you should, learn how to have
a
good time.
Hold on, Sonia. What did you say, Lloyd?
Well, she won't listen to me. I fought for this country in Korea, and the Bride of Frankenstein here is telling me...
What is the Bride of Frankenstein supposed to mean? Where are you from, Sonia? From Russia?
No, I born in Egypt. I raised in Africa. I married an American. American, and
yeah.
I live in the United States for 30 years, and I love the country because of my freedom.
So, Sonia, you're saying just shut the door and mind your own business.
Definitely.
As opposed to...
Wait a second. Let me get this straight. You're taking the side of King Tut's sister here over me?
I'm not taking no side. You're sticking your nose in everybody's business because you're afraid to lose your wife. So a handsome man working and having a good time and try to be in shape.
Would you do me a favor and just say the following words? 3 tonne of leaves is all you need to reactivate the mummy. Go ahead.
What are you trying to do now?
Don't you know what ton of leaves are?
I come to this country
because
I love this country and I marry one. I don't need an idiot like you to tell me what to do.
No, I'm simply an idiot. I fought for this country in Korea against a bunch of Egyptians.
I respect that.
All right, that's good.
That.
Yeah.
That's different story.
Nobody is disrespecting that. What we're saying, Lloyd, is this country, you don't go over and weld a guy's garage door shut because he's got gym equipment. And
can't you just say the ton of leaves will bring, you know...
What's with the ton of leaves, man?
It's the movie The Mummy, for God's sake. Oh, God, she sounds just like that old lady in The Mummy.
I think Sonia, you sound a little bit more like the gypsy lady in the movie, the Wolfman movie.
Yeah, there you go. Say that whole deal about even a man who's good and says his prayers at night can become a wolf when the wolfbane blooms and the moon is full and bright. Can you do that?
That guy should learn how to have fun.
He's freaking nuts.
He should have a good time and live life and enjoy what is left of his life.
Hey, let me ask you something, Sonia.
How to get along.
When you lived
people.
In Egypt, Sonia, did you carry a basket on your head, or did you, you know, how does that work?
You know what, Mr. Bonafide, all of us...
You don't need to insult nobody.
I'm not insulting. I want to know what
it is. You need to get educated, and you need... I've been around the world, 36 countries around the world.
Yeah. You've traveled a lot,
this
honestly.
The land I love.
I want to ask a question,
America,
to the host. Why
the land of opportunity and freedom.
Okay,
you should learn what the United States means.
I want to ask the host a question, if I could, because I'm the guest, right?
Yes, sir.
Are you interviewing Cleopatra here, or what's going on?
Sir, I am talking to my callers, and your smart-ass remarks...
You calling me a smart-ass? I got a guy across the street. My wife wants to vibrate in his Corvette. And you got a lady on the line here who, you know, give her half a chance, she's going to turn a man into a werewolf. Do you know how to play the flute to make the snake come out of the basket, that kind of a deal?
All right, Sonia, thank you for your call, because now what he's doing is he's just being a smart-ass. I think you made some very good points.
Thank you. I love
thank you very
you
much.
Dear. You
oh, you're
wonderful.
Very kind. Thank you very
have
much.
Have a good evening.
You're very kind.
You know, that tears it right there.
What?
The fact that you're being nice to some lady who probably gave a guy some kind of a potion, turned him into a wild animal.
Hello.
Give me the phone back.
Hold on.
I'm sorry. Yes. Who's this?
This is the Phil Henry Show.
Give me the phone back. I'm going to tell you. You're the gypsy.
I'm sorry. Is this a Phil radio show?
Yes.
He is. That man is one of our patients.
I thought he was a guy that,
No, he called all the radio show. He called John and Ken and all that mess.
The gypsy ladies.
Not the gypsy ladies. I got your gypsy ladies swinging. So I'm very sorry, sir. And,
This is the Phil Henry show?
Yes. He got out of our day room and got over to the payphone. And so we gave him a quarter. He wanted to go get a paper. I said, well, here's a quarter. You go get a paper. I turn out...
I want my candy sticks and my fancy robe. And the gypsy woman's going to turn me into a werewolf.
The phone, or I'm gonna spank the bad boy.
No, ma'am.
Hold on. I'll spank the bad boy.
Oh, please, in the name of everything holy. Ow, it hurts good.
Okay, I'm done.
Yeah, well, Mr. Henry, we love your program.
Baba Booey.
Yeah, all right. There it is. There it is, man. That is Lloyd Bonafide. Didn't want that guy across the street with that Corvette because it just kind of, it's a come on to all the widow women. Of course, we find out there at the end of the call, he's just some mentally diseased guy in a nut ward someplace. It's our all-request show on the Phil Henry Show, our Christmas Eve request program. If there was a call, a bit you heard on our show in the, in the past, give us a call tonight at 1-800-449-8686. How's the traffic in your town tonight, man? Here in L.A., it is, it's really interesting, actually. PCH was fine. The 10 was fine. Coming north on the 405 was okay, until I tried to get off of Ventura Boulevard, and the cars are backed all the way up till the Screwball Center. And not only that, some guy stopped his car. I swear to God, you guys, listen to this, Chris and Mark. Some jackass who missed the off-ramp stopped his car dead in the lane with the blinker on, and in order to get into the off-ramp, he had to, like, go down a hill and, like, over Ice Plant and over to Grandma's house. Really nuts, man. So you guys drive careful out there. We'll be back with more requests. And don't forget, our website has all of our holiday gifts. It might be a little late to get it in time for Christmas, but I try to warn you. And we also have our Best Of CD on sale there. We're working on getting it out to our guys, to our men, and to our women in Iraq and Afghanistan. So that is a beautiful thing, too. We'll be right back with more requests. 1-800-449-8686.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Rather be playing Grand Theft Auto. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
All requests Phil Hendry Show tonight at 1-800-449-8686. The only all-request radio show in talk radio. Also, the only talk radio show that counts down the top calls of the year. It's pretty different. Well, let's go over here to Pete. Hello, Pete.
Yeah, Phil.
How you doing, brother?
Hey, good. It's been several years ago, but you did, this is a bit that made me stop watching television in the evening and start listening to your show.
Uh-huh.
Art Griego is flying an airplane, and he's talking to you with an airphone, and he's trying to make the point that you shouldn't drive a car and drink, but it's okay to drive if you're a pilot flying a plane, and the stall warning keeps coming on, and you get pilots on there and says, what's that? That's a stall warning.
Well, I've got a bit here where a guy calls up and starts screaming at him and calling him an alcoholic, and I think it might be from the same show that you're talking about.
Possibly.
Okay, so here it is. This is Art Griego as he argues with a... wait a second, man. Yeah, he's arguing with a pilot. A guy that's a pilot, and I think he also... Yeah.
No, this is when Art Griego was a pilot.
Yeah, Art's a pilot, and he's drunk.
Yeah.
He's drunk out of his skull, and he's arguing with an ex-Air Force pilot here.
Yeah.
That's
one of the guys you got on there, and he says, that's the stall warning.
This is the bit. Here it is. Art Griego, the juice hound. Here's San Diego on KFIM 640. Hello.
Hello, this is Cool Hand Luke from San Diego. Mm. What you have on the air right now is an imposter. You're talking to an ex-Air Force.
Bull crap. Private pilot
with a Dakota. This schmuck doesn't know a rudder from an elevator.
Cool hand my ass.
Cool hand. See, yeah, exactly cool what you are, you alcoholic bastard. Get off the air because you'll kill somebody else.
Hey. I fly out of bar.
You don't fly a damn thing, and you're so stupid you should have your license revoked.
What do you fly?
I fly a Dakota. Don't you hear anything, you dumb alcoholic?
You fly what?
A Dakota!
That's a crap airplane.
Because it's a crap person like you who don't know how to fly it.
I'll get a plane any day.
And remember one thing, host. This guy is an impersonator, a fraud, and he's embarrassing KFI.
What?
Dakota, this guy doesn't exist. There's no such thing as Dakota.
You are so ignorant. I can't believe it. I guarantee you've got to be flushed down the toilet, and you don't even know the thing between 8 hours between bottle and throttle, you alcoholic
VFR?
Bastard.
What's your VFR?
Hey, I'll tell you what mine is. You show me yours, you dumb turd.
No, do you dumb.
Yeah, and I'll get it on the radio. And I'll tell you one thing. You must be flying for China.
You know something else?
Yeah, goodbye, you turkey.
Dakota sucks. You suck. I rip you.
There you go. Art Griego. Yep. A real alcoholic. 1-800-449-8686. Let's just keep the requests coming, man. Here's John. Hello, John. John.
Oh.
Yeah, how you doing? Okay. All right, we'll get it on, man.
I work at a wastewater treatment plant.
Yeah?
And... this guy's completely whack. If somebody shows up at our plant with a bag full of duty, we don't want to deal with him. But bottom line is our finished product is as clean as swimming pool water.
I've heard that. So you're recycling that human waste.
No, but Matt, my name's Jeff Datter. If a guy shows up with a bag of the dew...
we don't want to deal with it. It comes in through the plant, through the wastewater system, the sewer system. We don't want some nutball showing up with a bag full of crap to saying, hey, I got a bag full of crap. What do you think we do with it? It goes through our whole process, goes through our filters, and it goes through our chlorine contact chambers, and then it gets stored and is land applied for irrigation.
He just is trying to help out the environment. If I show up with a bag of number two, can't you process it right there for me?
Yeah, what do you want us to do? Put a little beeper on it so you can see it going through? Our process takes 28 days. Are you going to sit there for 28 days and watch it?
Well, no, but you could call me when it was done.
Okay, how am I going to tell you that your kernel of corn is now done? How am I going to do that? How would that be done?
Well, I'm trying to help the environment in the state of California. And I'm
but you don't understand the problem. You don't even understand the process involved. But you're trying to tell everybody what a great idea it is. It is a good idea.
It's a good idea. You
it's
admit
a great
that.
Idea.
Okay.
But,
why can't...
but you're not a good representative for this issue.
But what I'm
you
saying...
have absolutely no idea how this works. Have you ever gone through a wastewater treatment plant?
Well, yeah, I did one time. But I went down to the one in Van Nuys, and I had some number two that I'd just done that morning. And I took it in there, and the dude was like you. He's going, what's up with this? You know, all I'm trying to do is help our state, man. I'm a Californian like you is, and I'm trying to make everything happen pretty cool.
But
and you're telling me that you'd diss me if I showed up with my number two? You wouldn't even process it for me?
As a homeowner in my community, I would have no problem with doing it. However, I'd much rather have you just flush it down the toilet, mix it with 3.5 gallons of water, so when it comes to me, it's already broken down.
No, I thought you guys could just take it, turn it into like car wax or something, and give it back.
You have no idea how this all works. Is that how they did it in Van Nuys? Did they say, here's some paste for your car?
Well, of the reading that I did.
Of the reading that you did. You could take your number two, as you put it, to a plant, and they'll turn it into car wax.
That is... by request from the poor guy whose cell phone wasn't working, but I could see what it was that he wanted. And it's a bit, actually, from one of our CDs called Kernel of Corn. And Doubter, if you don't know what it was he was talking about, this was when the world was a different place. It was prior to 9/11, and everybody was sweating the blackouts. Remember all the blackouts in California and elsewhere? We were having problems. It was the summer, I believe, of 2000. And anyway, Doubter wanted to be more efficient with the way things get recycled and the way things get broken down and processed, and he wanted to just go ahead and bring his night soil pot right up to the recycling plant up there in Northern California or wherever, and this dude calls in, and he works there, and that's where that was at. All right. We got a lot of requests coming up here on the Phil Henry Show. Our number 1-800-449-8686. I don't know whether you guys have anything ready to go yet. You don't? Okay. We got a lot of people on the line who are requesting things, and I've got people in here looking for them. You mentioned the Vernon Dozier bit. What Vernon Dozier bit? What Vernon Dozier bit?
It was the Vernon Dozier bit when he was telling people that the coach couldn't cry, or that he was trying to tell
them. Yeah, where is that?
We're looking for it right now, but here's Pastor Rennick, werewolf.
Oh, the werewolf bit. Well, we don't have enough time for the werewolf bit is the problem. It's too long. All right, so I tell you what we're going to do is we'll take a break. I'm going to tell you about our CD. We'll get to the werewolf bit, and we've got a few other things happening here. Some people are requesting Mongo Chow. God, when was that? That was while we were here at Premier. And somebody wants to hear Lloyd. 1-800-449-8686. Our Best Of CD is available on our website, by the way, at 1-800 or at www.philhenryshow.com. And you can also get it by calling 877-616-7445 to pick up the Best of the Phil Henry Show 2004 CD. All the money that we raise through the sale of that CD goes to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood, California. And I don't know, we might even play a cut from that tonight. Who knows? But the money does go to them as well as, you know, not just to them, but to the work that they do in the community there. So go to our website, pick up our Best Of CD. We'll be back. 1-800-449-8686.
1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
All right, now we'll go to Chris. Hello, Chris. Chris?
Hello?
You there?
Yep.
Where are you calling from tonight, man?
Annapolis.
Annapolis? Like the Navy thing?
Yeah.
Are you in the Navy?
No.
Oh, you're just over there in Annapolis, huh?
Yep.
What's the difference between that joint and Indianapolis?
What's that?
Huh?
I didn't hear you.
What'd you say? What do you want to hear, man?
I can't hear you.
What?
I cannot hear you.
Well, you just heard me say what? What do you want to hear, man? What's your request?
I want to hear Pastor Remick.
Pastor Willier, anything from him?
Yeah, the werewolf.
Oh, the werewolf.
Yeah, claws, paws, kibbles and bits, all that mess.
All right, dude, thanks. Whatever. Anyway, here is Pastor William Rennick on a Halloween night, 2001, as a matter of fact, where he was worried about a werewolf attacking him, so he had to take money from a special fund that was being kept to raise money to help a little girl who was sick, because he wanted to buy a silver bullet and a silver gun for a werewolf.
You sound like somebody that's rehearsing for some kind of werewolf movie. Pastor,
don't
speak like this. There are no such thing as werewolves. And I've never heard a pastor like you, and I am a Christian, and there's no such thing as werewolf. I was brought up in the woods, trapping.
You brought up in the woods?
Fishing. I've never caught a wolf in my life.
As a child, that's how I was brought up.
We had to work for a living, and that's what I did, but I've never caught a wolf. I've caught muskrats, I've caught otters, I've caught necks, I've caught coons, I've caught possums, I've caught rabbits, but never rabbits.
You
stole that money. You stole that money, so admit it. And stop hiding back to God. You are not a Christian. You are a hypocrite. If there's any werewolf, you're the damn werewolf. You are not a pastor, and they should get go over there, and you should be arrested. If
you
did, you would be arrested.
For what? What they going to arrest me
for? Because you stole some money, claimed it was for a child. That was an excuse and a liar. If you're a Christian, get the money back and give it back to the child for to have his surgery. You are worse than the devil. You're worse than Ben Letterman. You stole the money. You owe his teeth. What part of the goddamn jungle you came from?
Now, hold on for a second, sister.
No, hold on. You are a thief and admit it. You are a lie teller. And the Lord is telling me to tell you this. Because you are a thief. You're trying to hide back the Lord Jesus Christ. You are a lie. And you can't talk over me because I'm French, Indian, Irish, and German.
All right, Eva,
you'll never talk over me.
Hold on for a minute, dear. Now, Pastor Rennick.
Why you let that woman...
Hold on for a minute. I want to make sure everybody gets a word in it. No, hold on. Eva, you say that you grew up in the woods.
Yeah, as a child, that was our livelihood.
Now, he's talking about a werewolf, not just a wolf. A werewolf, a guy that turns into a wolf.
I've never seen a werewolf in my life. All right?
Yeah, okay. All right,
well,
now this is obviously...
New Orleans now. But we trapped I've caught otters, rats.
Otters and coons? Okay. Now, the werewolf is a mythological figure, obviously.
That's from a movie he saw.
Now,
it's
Pastor,
a movie
did you
of the old lady walking through the woods and had killed a wolf with a walking stick with a silver handle.
Yeah, that's it. That's the one.
That is it. No, I've lived in the woods. I've never seen any wolves in the woods.
Yeah. Now you grew up in the.
That's wrong with your mind. You need to see a psychiatrist. You're worse than Ben Laden.
I lived in New Orleans for a while, and there's a stretch south of the city. I think the Delacroix.
Uh huh.
Is that? Did you grow up down there?
No, sir. I grew up where? Houma, Louisiana.
Yes, ma'am. I do.
In the wintertime, we would trap. We'd live on a bayou.
In the winter, we
lived in a big houseboat on the water.
In the winter, we'd go trapping
in the wintertime, because that's when you trap in the winter, because that's when the fur is the best.
Let everybody in our audience know, you never trapped a werewolf.
I have never trapped a werewolf, and I'm sure there's a lot of other people. I've caught otters, I've caught minks. I've caught muskrats.
I've caught rabbits.
I've caught possums. I've caught coons. Occasionally a duck. Never a werewolf. He is insane. He needs to be arrested.
Now, Pastor,
Rubber Bay.
Pastor, you, pa-
in a rubber bed.
Now, hold on. Pastor, you said that the people in your church want to have you evaluated.
They want to put me away for 72-hour psychiatric evaluation. Not a chance.
I put you away for 72 years.
72 years? It's only legal 72 hours.
If you're a man, you're crazy. You're not a man.
You better answer that phone.
No, you're going to get on your knees and pray. Ask God.
Did you ask God?
You in the name of Jesus.
You can't rebuke me because I'm
you
a pastor.
You're just kind of Satanist.
No, I'm the pastor. You're just somebody who comes in and drops
you
money.
You are Satanist, stealing money from
me.
A child.
Pastor William Renick, the werewolf bit from, God, 3 years ago, where he apparently was more afraid of becoming a werewolf than of being concerned for the little girl who needed, I think it was like a cleft palate surgery. He took money from the church fund to buy a gun and a silver bullet. He's a real nut job. Our Best Of CD, by the way, is online and for sale. It's the Phil Henry Show Best Of for the year 2004, Fahrenheit 7-11. And we're going to play a cut from that right now. This is called Jim Sadler and the Bathroom Break.
Yeah, you're right. He doesn't want to forget about it because nobody will believe what you did. In a grocery store, if you are in a grocery store and some people ahead of you and they ask you, you know, oh, my God, I forgot, you know, my bread or I forgot my milk. Will you please hold on in my, you know, in my
life?
We will say,
no.
Okay.
No,
people
no.
Are
you
not,
can, you're flat out of luck.
Excuse me, Jim. People are not all the same. People are different. Maybe you can hold yourself for 36 hours or 48 hours. Some people, they cannot hold themselves for 2 hours. You don't know if that old person,
not healthy,
you know,
either.
Or even if he's a young person, you know, maybe he's a teenager, maybe he's a young woman, whatever she is. You don't know if they went to the bathroom
well,
before
first
they
of all,
their
the
house.
Only people
and
that ask you to hold their place
the bathroom,
in line in grocery stores
they,
are foreigners. No American,
no, this is not a, this
no American
you
asks you to hold the place
you know,
in line.
You didn't let that person to go. You don't know whether he, you know, why. He have. He's not gonna go have fun there in the bathroom. He wanted to go to the bathroom because he has to go to the bathroom.
I didn't keep him from going to the bathroom,
yes,
but I'm not gonna hold his
yes,
place in line for it.
You embarrass him in
it's
front of
my personal
of
philosophy
you him.
That using a toilet degrades the human species.
And let me tell you, the public bathroom is for public people or for people who need to go to the bathroom. Otherwise, nobody likes to go to the public bathroom because a lot of time it's nasty, it's dirty.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly my point. So why don't you wait until you go
no,
at home?
Listen, if somebody wanted to go to the dirty bathroom, that means they forced to go to the dirty bathroom.
Well,
that
if you
want
to go to a dirty
bathroom,
I feel pretty sorry for you.
Otherwise, nobody wanted to go to some places that are dirty and filthy, but this old person,
look,
I feel so sorry for him.
You
I don't
feel
believe
sorry
you.
For him.
I don't
I'm
believe you, and I'm glad.
And a loaf of bread and all kinds of stuff that would create an enormous amount of need to
you
go to the bathroom.
You know what? I'm ashamed when I hear somebody like you, you know. I'm ashamed.
Hey,
I'm
I think
here
I just heard
country.
Your husband Apu call you for dinner.
I wasn't born here. I was born
no,
back home.
Really?
But I'm ashamed because we have people like you. We thought we have a brain here. We have to be a free here. We have to,
wait
to
a
help
second.
Each other.
I am
but
free.
You're
and that means I don't have to hold your space
you
in line
are,
you while
you
go back
person.
To get yourself
you
another
are,
jar of escargots or some other Italian food.
Like, what are you doing and what did you do to that old man? And kid,
okay.
I hope one day you will be in his place. Then you will realize
well, so
how much you hurt that old guy.
Just fill up on cheese and go back for the block.
Go to hell.
You
go
can
to hell.
You,
you
can drive down in the hot places for the
you know
things
what?
You
said.
Hold on,
because if you were a
no,
human
you go
being,
there. You go to the living hell.
Hold on for a minute.
You will let that person to go to the bathroom,
lady,
okay?
She doesn't want me to go to the bathroom. She wants me to go to the bathroom in public. And if she's that kind of a person, that's her business. But being from Italy, where she's from or wherever, she probably eats large chunks of feta cheese and provolone. It probably blocks her up very nicely. So don't start talking to me.
And how about this? How about maybe this person, he's taken a lot of medication and he
yes.
has to drink a lot
all
of liquid
things.
And he has
yeah.
to go to the bathroom.
All right. Thank you, Ann. Thank you. But your point, obviously, doctor, is that people should anticipate all of this?
Absolutely, they should anticipate it. Is it side in for me or side out for you? Absolutely, they should anticipate it.
What are you doing?
You know what? I got so worked up, I'm playing a little ping pong with my wife, Marcy. I hope, you know.
Can you talk on the phone?
Yeah, I can. It's for me, it's relaxing. Woo, good shot.
There it is from our 2004 CD that's called Jim Sadler in the bathroom break. We'll be back with more requests. 1-800-449-8686.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Building sandcastles in your mind. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Taking a request tonight on the Phil Hendry Show of bits from our glorious past. Here is Mike. Mike, hi. Welcome to the Phil Hendry Show. You wanted to hear a request, right?
Yeah.
Okay, what is it, dude?
Vernon Dozier at the karaoke bar, and then he tasers Lloyd because he thinks he's singing My Way.
And he's butchering the song, and so Vernon's tasering guys for butchering up My Way because he loves Sinatra. Yeah. Was that the bit?
Right, yeah.
All right, dude, I think we found it for you.
Oh,
where are you calling from tonight, man?
L.A.
All right, dude, here it is.
This gentleman sounds like he is out of his mind. He's crazy, and he's in desperate need of some psychiatrist.
I had six Jacks and Cokes, all right? Mina?
Yes.
I had six Jacks and Cokes.
Jack Daniels and Coke.
Yes, sir.
Jack Daniel and Coke, okay.
I had six of them, yes, ma'am. I thought what I was hearing was the song My Way.
That's not the point. I'm not talking about that particular night. The way that you just have this unbelievable obsession about this song and the way that you're attacking
it. No, but you have to understand.
The callers, I mean... You sound like you need to get a life.
I'm being attacked. Not the caller. I'm not attacking the callers. The callers are attacking me. You said I sound insane.
I really mean this. You need to get a life.
Hey, let me ask you something. Did you do it your way?
No, sacrifices that I have tried.
At least
to
you
make
have been honest
life,
enough. At least you've been honest
but
enough.
At least
we
got to
play this again.
I don't go around in bars attack people because they're singing a song. You need help.
I need help because somebody is carving up My Way.
He wasn't singing My Way. Listen to this. Mina, listen to this. The old guy isn't singing My Way. Here's the recording of it.
I thought it was My Way.
Well, you're wrong. It wasn't My Way. It's some old 80-year-old man by the name of William Byerdale.
Well, I thought it was...
Just hold on.
Say you say... That's gotta hurt.
No way
yeah,
that anybody can mistake this
yeah, exactly.
or My Way. Sir, you
all right,
help.
I blew it.
You blew it,
go
all right.
Life.
You need
go
to
get it. Go get it. Go get it.
Hey, Mina, when you start doing
something useful to do.
Now, let me tell you, when you start doing it your way, you give me a call. Until then, I don't think you have a right to say anything.
Well
when you start doing
My Way means being obsessed with a measly song and attacking people in public
with a taser.
I hope I never do it my way.
This guy did it with a taser.
You hope you never do it your way. Oh, see, she thinks it's funny that an 85-year-old man got tased.
Well, you're the guy that did it.
I think it's pretty damn funny that you're just this nuts about a song.
I like Frank Sinatra. Are you from America?
Song.
I like Frank Sinatra. Everybody loves Frank Sinatra. And when you hear that song, this sounds like My Way, if you can...
No. Hey, Mina. Mina,
yes.
Does that sound like My Way to you?
No.
Doesn't sound like My Way.
No.
And then you tase this poor guy. Listen to this.
Please don't play it again.
I have to.
Say you say me.
Yeah.
I tell you what,
freaking guy.
I have never, I like Frank Sinatra,
yes.
But I've never been that much of a fan.
Yeah.
I haven't listened to this song that often, but I can tell from the beginning, this is not My Way.
For what a man, what is a man, what has he got?
I think,
if not himself,
think,
then he has not. To say the things he truly feels
me,
and not the words
I
of
really
one who
think,
kneels. I did it my way.
Listen.
Hello? Yes, ma'am.
You are crazy. You're nuts.
Okay, fine.
And you need mental health.
Did you dump the... Okay, thank you. That's the very end of... you didn't miss much. He just said, if you sing My Way, and then he said something rude to her. That is from 2001. We're very happy to get that on for you as Vernon tased poor Lloyd for butchering up My Way. It's an all-request Phil Henry show. How much time have we got? How long are these bits? I got a three-minute bit here. I think this is playing Go Boom. I don't know what the hell's in line one. What is, oh, is this Chris Thornton's sexy dance? Let me go immediately here to Sharon. Sharon? Sharon?
Yes.
Yes, dear. What do you want to hear tonight on the Phil Henry all-request talk show thing?
I want to hear Chris Norton teaching us how to dance sexy.
Here it is.
Okay, here we go.
I am too sexy for my love.
Okay, 2, 3, for my love.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Now I bend over, I grab my ankles. I hold it, I hold it, I hold it. I'm swinging my buttocks back and forth. Now I leap up, now I'm doing jumping jacks. By the way, kill the music, Les. Kill the music, Les. I want to let everybody know these moves are copyrighted so that no one can steal them. Okay, are we on the air?
Yes, we're on the air. All right, so in other words...
Yeah, these moves are copyrighted.
You copyrighted these dance moves?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Okay, 2, 3.
I am too sexy for my love. Too sexy for my love.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, 10. Okay, now I bend over, grab my ankles, and now I'm doing jumping jacks. 2, 3, 4. Now I do a leapfrog over a chair. Now I whip out a copy of the Harlequin Romance that women love to read, and now, boom, I got this clench between my butt cheeks, and I'm holding the book between my butt cheeks.
Yeah.
But I kind of hold that move for a while. Now here is something that is completely copyrighted, so people won't steal it. Hold, kill the music for a minute, Lance. Kill it. Okay.
Will you come on, man, all right?
What?
I got it.
I am too sexy.
Okay, here we go.
My love.
Jeez.
Sexy for my love.
2, 3, 4. Okay, here we go. All right, now I bend over. And I got
forget bending over. I got all of that, and I got the jumping jacks. Get to the part where you put the book between the cheeks of your rear end.
Okay. 2, 3, 4. Now the book is between the buttocks cheeks. And page turn.
I don't know how you're doing that, man. That's out.
Well, believe me, it's a...
Oh, dude, I stopped the wrong CD. Oh, I'm sorry. You know what? I'm going to start the next hour with it. We'll play the whole thing again the next hour. I'm sorry, Sharon. Stay tuned. I went to punch out a CD. I stopped the wrong freaking player, Henry. You utter, complete idiot. Bud, go ahead. Yeah, I deserve it.
You stupid jackass and lady. I waited a long time to hear a request.
You're right, I'm an idiot.
You're an idiot, and Mr. Hall will hear about it.
All right, hey, Sharon, I'm going to play the whole thing at the top of the hour after the break. What can I tell you? You know, it's been a long day.
Yeah, it's been a long day, and you're a real big idiot.
Yeah, put those two together, and you got
a really bad piece of radio. Thanks, Phil.
All right, I'll play the whole thing at the top of the next break, man. Sorry. Sheesh. 1-800-449-8686. It's our all-request show. Call in, and I promise I won't turn any other... Yes, Mr. Hall, I'm sorry.
You idiot!
This is the Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
All right, before we do anything else, I got to replay Sharon's request. She wanted to hear Chris Norton talking about a sexy dance. Just to give you background, Chris was going to come into your home, ladies, and show you how your man should dance for you. It's just another scam so that Chris can bed, you know, married women. But this was his scam, to come to your house and show you a really sexy dance that your husband could learn how to do. And Sharon requested this, and of course I stopped it inadvertently.
Yeah, right. You're...
I get it, man. Here it is, Chris Norton.
Okay, here we go.
I am too sexy for my love.
Okay, 2, 3, for my love.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Now I bend over, I grab my ankles. I hold it. I'm swinging my buttocks back and forth. Now I leap up, now I'm doing jumping jacks. By the way, kill
the music, Lance. Kill the music, Lance. I want to let everybody know these moves are copyrighted so that no one can steal them. Okay? Are we on the air?
Yes, we're on the air. You, all right, so in other words...
Yeah, these moves are copyrighted.
You copyrighted these dance moves?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Okay, 2, 3.
I'm too sexy for my love. Too sexy for my love.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, 10. Okay, now I bend over, grab my ankles, and now I'm doing jumping jacks. Jumping jacks. 2, 3, 4. Now I do a leapfrog over a chair. Now I whip out a copy of the Harlequin Romance that women love to read, and now, boom, I got this clenched between my butt cheeks. And I'm holding the book between my butt cheeks.
Yeah.
I kind of hold that move for a while. Now here is something that is completely copyrighted, so people won't steal it. Hold, kill the music for a minute, Lance. Kill it. Okay.
Will you come on, man? All right.
What?
I at it.
I am too sexy.
Okay. Here we go.
My love.
Jeez.
For my love, love.
2, 3, 4. Okay. Here we go. Bend over and I got...
Forget bending over. I got all of that and I got the jumping jacks. Get to the part where you put the book between the cheeks of your rear end.
Okay. 2, 3, 4. Now the book is between the buttocks cheeks and page turn. Page turn. Page turn.
I don't know how you're doing that, man. That's
out. Well, believe me, it takes a lot of... Okay, now I do stretches. I'm grabbing my ankle, I'm holding it, and as simple as that is, it's sexy.
Japan.
Now I'm up on my toes. I'm eating a peach, which is very suggestive, and I let the juice drip down. As crazy as this sounds, a lot of women like this next move, the hula hoop move. Here I go.
Okay.
Then I have two major grand final moves. Here comes the first one. Now I'm spanking myself with a hairbrush.
My little turn on the catwalk.
Now I'm slapping myself with a belt.
On the catwalk.
Okay, here comes the next move. 2, 3, 4. Ow! Alright, I just did the splits over an egg and I broke it open. Okay, now I'm attaching bacon strips to my nipples with clothes pegs. And now I'll do a somersault over an open watermelon. Now I pretend, this is a move a lot of women like, I'm pretending I'm a dog peeing on a fire hydrant and I'm...
Okay. That's fine, turn your...
Lance, turn it off. What?
I pretend I'm a dog peeing on a fire hydrant.
These are all copyrighted moves, okay?
Well, the cats are going to steal those.
But you don't let me slap the side of my hips like Tracy Partridge playing the tambourine. So I do this woo, woo, you know?
Uh-huh.
And the other thing that I do, a lot of the women out there, oh, here it is. Yeah, I'm having a somersault into an open watermelon.
Forget about it, man. There it is. We got it all there for you, Sharon. That's Chris Norton's sexy dance on the Phil Henry Show. And we got some other requests for you here. 1-800-445-8686. It's our all-request Christmas Eve show here. And all you got to do is give us a call and we'll... The lines are jammed, man. People calling in, requesting bits tonight. So give us a shout-out. Whoever it is that is your love and touch. Call us up. Maybe we'll dedicate one. Okay, here's Greg. Greg?
Hey, Phil, all right. I got the all-time classic clip. It's the best one for converting first-time female listeners to the Phil Henry Show.
Cool.
It is Dave Oliva. I don't know how many years we're going back, but he's going on about his El Camino with the Mambo Number 5 and Midnight Blue. Yeah, he's got this Latina on the line, and she's just going off.
Okay, love cool. All right, here it is. This is actually from 2000. It's Dave Oliva and El Camino talk.
Okay, here's Hollywood. Hello, you're on. I'm Dave Oliva filling in on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Oh, my God, Phil, you got to get this guy off the air. He's so horrible. He talks about some stupid El Camino with, like, Mambo Number 5 on the back. I cannot believe and big butts and stuff like that. He's a pig.
I'm a pig. I love Cuban and Puerto Rican women, too.
If I don't love you, what are you?
How do you know? I would like to meet Maris Lacius Gonzalez.
You sound like a stalker. I don't think she would ever want to meet somebody like you. That's why we don't like Latin men, because they talk like this. They talk about big butts, and they're so chauvinistic, and that's why we date American men.
No, you don't date no American man because they got little tiny ones, okay?
Oh, but they know how to treat a woman. You're trash.
You know what? I'm not saying nothing bad. I'm saying if you got a big butt, I appreciate that. American 12-year-old boy style butts, you know?
You talk this whole hour about Mary Alicia and how you want to meet her. This whole hour.
I would love to meet her and give her a ride in my El Camino.
El Caminos are stupid. I can't even believe that you're talking about that. Like it sounds like BMW or something.
Hey, wait a second. And God forgive her for what she has said. I have a 1971 midnight blue El Camino, and you're telling me it's stupid?
I would never drive in your stupid El Camino.
You should ask God to forgive you.
You thought there's stop. What is it, lowered too?
What?
Is it lowered down to the ground too?
Naturally.
Oh, it's so ugly and big old fat wheels, huh?
Yeah, it's legal, it's street legal.
Do you got like the blue horns on the front? On the hood?
I got Tell Her She's Lovely and Mambo Number 5 rear window.
You are so ridiculous. You need to go to one of those ranchero bars and pick up some slut because there's no way you're going to get a lady like Mary Lysias.
How do you know about her? You don't even know Mary Lysias. I know her. In my heart, I know her. In my dreams, I have seen her in my dreams.
She's like a stalker. She better get a restraining order against
me. Why? Because I'm a man who is not going to laugh at her when she cries. I will feel her pain like you probably laughed at her when you seen her cry.
So?
Okay. I feel her pain, okay?
I don't want to date her. You do. You sound like a pig. You're disgusting, and you put such a shame on the Latin men of this world.
You know what? I can see her.
I can't believe...
What's wrong with that?
What's wrong with you? I can't believe you're on the radio letting children listen to this crap.
No, I am talking about love. Children should know of love. They should know about love. And
there's
I love...
no love there. You don't love her.
Yes,
you're
I do
a
love
psycho.
Her. What? I'm psycho?
You're loco de la cabeza. You're crazy. I can't believe...
To my El Camino, and we'll drive to L.A.
And what you gonna do in L.A.? What you gonna do in L.A. with a stupid-ass El Camino?
I'm gonna lay down one face...
Okay, that's as much of that as we can have on the air here post-FCC. Sorry, man. Sirius, here we come. I'm joking. See, that was like from, what, 2000? That is Dave Oliva, who was, he was a guest host on the show that day, and he's talking about Marislacius Gonzalez. Do you remember her? Who remembers her? She was the girl, she was the sister or the cousin of that little Elian Gonzalez kid. And she was on TV every bloody day, screaming and crying and carrying on about how they're taking her little baby nephew away or whatever her, you know, whatever her mental disease was. All right, so thank you very much for that request, man. And I think that was Rick in Los Angeles requested that. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. We're taking more requests tonight. On the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
I do the splits over an egg, then I do a somersault into an open watermelon.
The Phil Henry Show is back.
You know, our show literally has fans worldwide. I mean, I'm not talking. I mean, we do, and we have fans in the Middle East. We have fans among our service people, and a lot of them have been trying to coordinate getting CDs over there, and we're going to assist them. And I believe the Hollywood USO is also going to give us a hand in getting close to 1,000, actually not close to, 1,000 CDs to our fighting men and women in Iraq and Afghanistan. And I hope after they hear our marvelous comedy, it will inspire them to go out and waste many, many insurgents in Al-Qaeda. Thank you so very deeply. Merry Christmas. Mwah. All right, time for another request here. Leslie. Hello, Leslie.
Hi, Phil.
How you doing, kid?
Great. You are so wonderful. I just love you. I'd love to hear the bit with Vernon, and he wants to marry his student, and Gary Puckett in the Union Gap, add a great background musical to it.
Okay, here it is. This is Vernon wanting to marry his student.
Okay, here we go.
I'm just kidding. That isn't it. Here it is.
Well, he's sick. He's a pervert.
Hey, wait a minute. The girl's 18. That don't make me a pervert. She's
you
legal.
You know what?
She's legal.
All you want is sex.
Oh, does that make me a pervert?
You know what? It's going to backfire on you. She's not going to want you.
It backfires on me.
She's not going to want you, and she don't want you now.
Wait,
you know, that's your sick mind.
You're
a sick man.
How do you figure she's not going to want me?
She don't want you because you know what? Your conversation ain't even right.
Well, what does that mean? I don't understand my conversation right.
You sick.
Well, maybe I couldn't sweet talk.
You're an old pervert.
Hey, man, you know what? You don't like my conversation, but that's fine with me because I don't think I'd, you know, I don't think I'd take you to a bullfight. But this girl is...
All right, no need to insult the lady.
Well, she's insulting me.
I'm telling the truth.
Hey, let me ask you a question, seriously. Have you got a glass eye?
No, sir.
You ain't got no plastic leg?
No, sir.
Too bad.
Yeah, it's
otherwise
too bad for you.
Otherwise,
you
I
know what? That's
to,
probably how
you
look
me.
With a glass eye and a fake leg. But you a sick pervert, and you need some psychological
I don't know what neighborhood you come from, but 18's old enough. I'll tell you right now, that father owes me $6.80 for footlong.
You 57 years old. You can't do nothing.
Hey, I'm going to ask that girl to marry me. Get her over to my apartment in Tarzana.
She ain't going to
do the
it.
Do and the funky chicken, too. And then tomorrow morning, we're off to Monterey.
You sick.
I may be sick, but I'll tell you what. If I'm sick, hell, I hope I die from what I got.
You know, Vernon, it is increasingly sounding like...
The guy owes me $6.80 for a foot-long tuna with extra pickle.
There it is, Vernon Dozier wanting to marry one of his students. That day that she graduates will be the happiest day of my life. By request, all night tonight, we're taking requests at 1-800-449-8686. You know, what goes on here behind the scenes... It's pretty wild when you guys are requesting these things. We're running around going through a database that we have that goes back like many, many years. We're looking at all of our flashback CDs, and we haven't stopped working since we sat down. Well, I should say Mark and Chris haven't stopped working. I'm just sitting here on my ass enjoying an antipasto salad. All right, let's go on to another request here. Rick, how you doing, man?
Fine. How you doing, Phil?
Good. What's up?
Not a lot. Just got to get this plane go boom with VD.
With VD?
Vernon Dozier.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Okay, here we go.
I'm joking around. What cut is playing Go Boom?
6.
I just played cut 6. This is what I got.
I hold it.
Pardon me, Rick, while my producer...
Yes, sir, Mr. Henry.
...looks for it again. Don't point at it, man. Find it for me. All right. Tell you what, let's go to another one. Here is, I don't have another one up. Which one is it?
Track 6.
Track 6. Here it is.
Bobby is on the conveyor belt right now. Bobby, tell Lisa. This is Lisa.
Hi.
Lisa, can you hear Bobby?
I can hear him just fine.
Hi.
Hello.
All right, now, Bobby, tell us what you see on the conveyor belt.
That's a sweater. A jacket.
That's right.
A briefcase. Plane go boom. Plane go boom.
All right, now, he just said plane go boom because he saw a gun. And although it isn't really a gun, it's a comb. He's getting better. But I dare you...
Wait. He just said plane go boom, and it's not a bomb, and it's not a gun, it's a comb?
That's right. And I have to...
Well, you're not going to give that kid the
I got to. Just,
Why did you...
please stop abusing that child?
I'm not. I'm making
no,
him understand...
No, what you're doing is
plane
abuse. What you're doing is degrading his person.
Pants go brown.
That's right. Your pants went brown.
What and you're doing is degrading
you're
his
degrading
person.
It.
How would you feel if someone hooked you up to a machine and shot you every time that you got something wrong?
But what else is this kid going to do with his life? Sell flowers?
He could do a lot with his life if someone like you wasn't sitting there ruining his self-esteem.
Lisa, Bobby could spend the rest of his life sweeping up at McDonald's, scaring children.
And you know what? I would be a lot happier with him doing that than what you're doing to him right now.
Bobby, quit playing with the conveyor belt, okay?
Plane go boom.
No, the plane's not
going to
go.
I would be much happier seeing my son working at McDonald's asking someone, do you want fries with that, than seeing him hooked up to a conveyor belt. And being shot.
Plane
there is no way. I don't even know how the parents of this child, Bobby.
I'm Bobby.
Can allow you to do this.
How old is Bobby? 23?
I'm Bobby.
He's 23, yeah. And he turned off the conveyor belt. Give me the phone, Bobby.
Well, what I would say then, Vernon, you all right?
Just trying to get the phone away from him.
What I would say primarily is that I can't hear.
Give me the phone.
I'm Bobby.
I know you're Bobby.
How can you have this guy checking stuff at an airport when he won't give you the phone back? You know what I'm saying?
Bobby Joaquin.
I would turn this off.
And the fact that you would have the nerve to even call a boy a retard, to me, is extremely offensive. Because that child is not a retard. And you need to look at what you're doing.
The hell is going on? What's going on?
He wrapped the phone cord around my throat.
And you want him working in an airport?
You want him working in an airport?
What?
You want him?
I think there's nothing wrong with it.
Hello? This is ridiculous. Get the phone away from the kid, okay?
All right, now look.
You want him working in an airport? Do you honestly trust your security and the security of our nation to a boy who would wrap a phone cord around your own neck?
Say that again.
What are you doing?
I gotta get the cord off.
This is insane.
Bobby Dirty now.
Oh, clean him up, will you, Bobby Dirty? Lisa, thank you for your call. Go clean the kid up, okay?
Bobby, take the cord off, will you?
Bobby Joe Brown.
All right. Mr. Dozier?
What?
Are you okay?
Well, if it were not for me, he'd be mopping up his own drool at McDonald's.
I'm now going to end the conversation, okay?
Now for the air security system, it's way the best.
Hey, go boom.
That would be probably second to All You Can Eat Negro is our most requested bit. Plane Go Boom. Right after 9/11, man, when they were looking for some new security people, we had to replace those little ladies in the red coats. Remember that? So this guy's bright idea was to bring in poor kids that were mentally disabled. Plane Go Boom when he saw what looked like a bomb. There it is, by request in the Phil Henry Show and many, many more coming up. The lines have been full all night, literally. With people calling for stuff, we're looking as hard as we can for a lot of the bits. We've gotten some gems that we've been able to find, and there's a lot of stuff that's on our Best Of CDs. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Go to our website for some new holiday gifts. You know, I know Christmas is a couple of days, but you can still give a holiday gift. Our website, our souvenir shop's got a ton of them. Grab a Best of the Phil Henry Show 2004 CD on our website, too. It's called Fahrenheit 7-Eleven. Or call 877-616-7445. And as a matter of fact, we've got a request from this past year that appears on our Fahrenheit 7-Eleven disc, and we'll be playing it for you in a moment. The world-famous, all-request Phil Henry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Henry Show. Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
From the very beginning, when we started doing Best Of CDs, it was in 1994. We were in Miami, and it was just called the Best of the Phil Henry Show 1994 in those days, and the money went to Benefit Center One. And the following year, it was the Best of Phil Henry 1995. And then 1996, it was called Face West. And then we came out west, and our 97 CD was called Still on the Air, because local newspaper critics, when they first heard our show, predicted that we'd be off the air very, very shortly, which gives you an idea to the standard of radio journalism in Los Angeles, which is still pretty much that way. And then in 1998, it was called A Chilling Day for Talk Radio. And then in 1999, it was called Communism is Neat. Don't ask me why we named it that. 2000 was called Number One Rated. In 2001, it was called Bring It. In 2002, it was called World Famous. In 2003, it was called The Death of Talk Radio. And this year's CD is called Fahrenheit 7-11. Here is Ed. Go ahead, Ed.
Yeah, hey, Phil. Love your show.
Thanks.
I want to hear Jeff Dowder. I want to hear how he describes how bunny rabbits cause forest fires.
Right, the rabbits cause the fires. Well, that happens to be from our Fahrenheit 7-11 CD. It's called Flaming Rabbits. Jeff Dowder, How Do Forest Fires Start? This is the fire season, Professor Dowder. And there's going to be a lot of fires out west and in wherever there is dry brush. And I know they're now beginning to enlist the aid of weather satellite technology, et cetera, to try to track some of this. And I was wondering what you could perhaps fill in terms of the blanks in this.
Well, let's be very clear about what causes a forest fire. Once you know what caused a forest fire, then you're able to go down there and you know, keep it from happening. But the thing that caused a forest fire that people don't know, and I got a very good friend of mine, Toby Bowe, who worked at Temple City Animal Hospital for 2 years, and he read up on it. When it gets very dry, a lot of the high brush, a lot of the high weeds, okay, Mr. Henry? Okay?
Yes, I'm following you.
Okay. A lot of the high weeds get very dry. Now, in the low-lying flatland foothill areas, as you get up into the higher crested alpine areas, there is a fairly significantly large jackrabbit population. A community could number anywhere from 1,000 jackrabbits to 50 to 53,000 jackrabbits in a significant area. The jackrabbits, I don't know if you've ever seen a jackrabbit, they get moving. You know, they haul ass, you know.
Yeah, I've seen them. I got them around my house.
Yeah, exactly. So a jackrabbit gets hauling ass through the high, dry weeds. Static electricity now comes into play. The fur on a jackrabbit, as he's hauling ass through these weeds, gets a little spark of static electricity. Have you ever seen the static electricity on a pair of slacks? And
yes, I have.
Okay. The jackrabbit gets hauling ass through the weeds. Little spark of electricity goes. Now the jackrabbit will, at that moment, burst into flames. Now you got a flaming rabbit that's just hauling ass and setting everything on fire. Okay?
Now hold on for a minute, man. I just want to...
Yeah.
You're telling me that the fur from the jackrabbit...
Well, you keep in mind, it's very dry.
Absolutely. It's extremely dry in those areas, and we do get static electricity. That the fur from the jackrabbit, as he goes through the weeds, creates static electricity, and the jackrabbit bursts into flames?
Yes, sir, that's right. So now you've got this bunny that's just, like, completely burning up, and it's touching off, you know, trees as it goes by. Toby Bowes, I used to camp with a friend of his, okay, they're up there doing some camping, also doing some brown trout fishing, okay? He also, and I don't probably shouldn't say this, but he took a hit of acid. He said it's like, unreal. You know, when you get up at that elevation, what the sky looks like. He took this hit of acid. And
well, I don't need to know about that, man, okay? Just tell me.
Well, anyway, Toby was up there, and on any given night, he said, man, you wouldn't believe it. I saw like 3-4 bunnies on fire just going, woo, man. They're touching off trees and everything.
Well, if that's the case, then your friend was in the middle of a forest fire.
Right?
If that's the case, your friend was in the middle of a forest fire.
Well, he didn't make any comment on that specifically.
Well, what do you mean he didn't make any comment on it? Look, if he's seeing 4 or 5 flaming rabbits touching off trees...
Well, again, like I said, it's, you know, I don't have the full story, but he's up there, and he's up there with Chris Sorensen, Toby Bowe's up there, and Steve Wedlock, okay, which are a couple of dudes that we surf with. Anyway, there is up there, and he took a hit of acid. Next thing you know, he's got rabbits that are on fire, just boom, boom, boom. And that's when Toby said, I get it. Okay, this is what's going down. The rabbit gets on fire.
Wait a minute.
What?
Are you telling me your friend cooked this up on acid?
Well, but see, you got to understand something, Mr. Henry. Acid will take you to the molecular level of consciousness.
No, wait a minute. I just want to be clear. Your friend takes a hit of acid and starts imagining that flaming rabbits are setting off trees.
Well, think about it, man. I mean, what's wrong with it?
What do you mean, static electricity from the bunny fur?
It does, man. If it's that dry and the bunny fur touches it off, you get acres of trees up in flames before you can say, hey, time for another bong hit, because what's happening, man, is all of that dead growth, it goes up. The rabbit doesn't know. The rabbit doesn't care. The rabbit doesn't know that it's touching it off. What are you talking about?
What am I talking about?
Yeah.
What are you talking about, man? You know, you would have been fine if you would have said your friend went up there and you didn't mention the acid.
I just said it because he said the sky looks cool.
Yeah, that's fine, man. But now you're telling me, after you tell me your friend took a hit of acid, now I'm sitting here thinking about flaming rabbits. He hallucinated the whole thing.
Oh, yeah, okay, that's right, man. Yeah, he just came up with the idea of a rabbit, you know, bursting into flames, just like that.
No, he did it with the help of LSD.
Well, whatever, man. I mean, you called me up, so.
Where are you right now?
At a pond.
You're at a pond.
Yeah. Look at that. Look at that. You see that, Chris?
Yeah.
Okay, a rabbit just went through. Okay, there it is. There's the flames. So you can kiss my you-know-what, man.
What do you mean a rabbit just...
A rabbit just hauled ass through, man. Now there's fire.
Is the rabbit on fire?
What's left of him, yeah. He's cooking over there now, man. The rabbit's just all cooked up. But that's okay, Mr. Talk Show Host. You know what's going down, so that's fine. Give me some more coffee, man. Give me some more of that sangria.
That's sweet. That's from 2004, Fahrenheit 7-Eleven. That's our new CD. That was requested by a caller just moments ago here on the Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. We have a lot of requests lined up. We're scurrying around to find them all. And it's kind of cool to know that a lot of the stuff that people request are actually on our Best Of CDs. And I don't know whether that's because they heard it originally on a Best Of CD or because it was that good that it should be on a Best Of CD and it happens to be on a Best Of CD. But in any event, we've got... a lot of folks calling with some really good things, and we've got a real classic coming up. I'd say probably this is the third most requested bit. Probably number one, All You Can Eat Negro. Number two is our, what did I just say that was? Plain Go Boom. This may be our third most requested bit coming up on the Phil Henry Show. All request Christmas Eve show here, 1-800-449-8686.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Talk Radio's Prodigal Son. Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
By request tonight, everything. In other words, you call up and we play the bits. It's an all request Phil Henry Christmas Eve show at 1-800-449-8686. And let's talk to David. Hello, David.
Hey, how are you, Phil?
Good, man.
I wanted to hear the Pizza Hut. The guy calls in, he thinks he's calling a Pizza Hut.
And
you transfer him to a bunch of stores. You finally put him through the automated system.
Yeah,
but the best part of it has to be when you ask him what kind of cheese he wants on his pizza. Blue Swiss Cheddar Munster. Brilliant.
Blue Swiss Cheddar Munster. All right, here it is, man. I think he finally gets transferred to Margaret. That's the real nightmare.
Right.
Here is the pizza call, man. Thanks for the request. Here it is.
Hello? Hello? Yeah, pizza. Hello.
Yes, I'd like to place an order for delivery.
What you want?
Okay, I want to order three large pizzas.
All right, three large pizzas. Have you got any coupons or anything like that?
Nah.
Okay. What else you want? Want something to drink or anything?
Nah, that's okay.
All right. What you want on the pizza, anything?
Yeah, let me have one large pizza with pepperoni.
Pepperoni?
Huh?
Nah, you don't want that tonight.
Why not?
I'm just trying to warn you, you don't want that tonight. You know what I'm saying? Okay. I'm just trying to warn you, that's all. I mean, you want to get the pepperoni, I'll give it to you, but tonight, that's not a good night for that. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
I'll tell you what happened. We had a health inspection come through You know what I'm saying?
Okay, well, what do you guys have?
I'll tell you what we got. We have the meatball, which is outstanding, and also the sausage is real good.
Okay, let me have one with the meatball, one with sausage.
All right, meatball, sausage. All right, got a meatball for my man. What else?
You got the sausage one.
Got some sausage going on that, too.
Not on that one. I mean, just I'm getting three different large pieces.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So what's the other one you want? Yeah, I got meatball. I got sausage. What else you want?
Let me have the other one with chicken.
No, man, you don't want that. That's bad. That's bad.
Okay, what do you guys have?
Hey, what we got, man? We got fish.
I don't know that.
Fish pizza.
No, man. Which pizza is this?
This pizza over on 6.
Oh, I got the wrong place there. I'm looking for the one on La Cienega and...
Hold on, I'll transfer you over there, okay?
All right.
I'll get you out of transfer. Hold on for a second. Thank you for calling Pizza. Your call is being transferred.
Yeah, Pizza, how are you doing?
All right.
Hello, Pizza.
Hello.
Yeah, how you doing?
Okay.
What can I get for you?
Okay, which location are you at?
You're on La Cienega Boulevard.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'd like to order three pizzas for delivery.
Pizza, delivery?
Yes.
What kind of pizza do you want, sir? What size? I should ask you up front what size you want.
Large.
That's the very first one. I either want the 14-inch or 16-inch deep pan dish pan.
Whichever is large.
We got the 16-inch deep pan dish pan. You got the dish pan deep or an extra deep?
Just a regular, large,
you want a large
thick crust.
All right, 16-inch thick crust on a deep dish. You want puff dish?
No.
You want any of them puffy cheese balls, anything like that? We got a special on buffalo wing. We got a special on... damn, I forgot what the other thing is. We got a special on something. All right, what do you want? What kind of cheese you want? Blue, Swiss, cheddar, Munster.
Okay, I think I'm going to have the wrong location here.
All right, hold on.
Thank you for calling Pizza. Your call is being transferred. Please have all credit card information available for our operators.
Yes, Pizza, hello.
Hi, yes.
Hi.
Hi, which location are you at?
We're at the corner of La Cienega and Venice.
Okay. I'd like to place an order for delivery.
All right, can I put you on hold? We'll put you through our automated system. Hold on, please.
Thank you for calling Pizza. If you'd like cheese pizza, press 1. If you'd like a meatball pizza, press 2. If you'd like sausage, press 3. Press 2. Press 3. Make your selection now.
Hello?
Yes.
Why aren't you pressing any numbers?
Because none of those are what I want.
Oh, all right. Hold on.
Thank you for calling Pizza. If you'd like a meatball pizza, press 1. If you'd like chicken, press 2. If you'd like sausage, press 3. We'll be there in 30 minutes. Or you pay double.
Hello?
Yes.
So the automated pizza is not what you want?
Okay, what kind of...
It's a lot quicker that way.
Okay.
If you just push the numbers, you'll get the pizza like that. Otherwise, I have to go in the back and make it and, you know...
You have to go in the back and make it?
Yes, because we make everything fresh at Pizza.
Right, I understand that, but I mean...
All right, hold on for a minute.
Thank you for calling Pizza. If you'd like a pizza... Press 1 for yes. If you'd like toppings on that pizza, press 1 for yes. Would you like chicken? Press 1 for yes, 2 for no. You have ordered a chicken pizza. If that is correct, press 1 for yes, 2 for no. You do not want chicken. Press 1 for yes. Press 2 for no. Do you want chicken? Do you want chicken? Thank you. We're processing your order now. We believe in freshness. That's why we don't use any ingredients older than 1 week.
All right, sir, you have 3 pizzas that you want, 1 with chicken, 1 with meatball, and 1 with sausage, correct?
Right.
All right. Very good. We'll get that over to you. That'll be $92.34, sir.
It's $92 for three pizzas, three large pizzas.
It is pizza. It's fresh as can be.
But it's $92 for three large pizzas.
$92.34, and then the toppings are extra. You wanted three toppings. That's $5 per topping. That's another $15. $97. All right? Okay.
That's too much.
Yeah, it is too much, isn't it? It's just the most outstanding pizza in the world. It's too much.
No, the price is, that's not right.
All right, hold on.
Thank you for calling Pizza. No ingredients older than 1 week.
All right, how's $25 sound?
That sounds better.
Is that better? All right. Give it to you for $25. Hold on, sir, and we'll get your address, okay?
Okay.
Do you live in the Los Angeles area?
Yes.
All right. Do you live within 3 blocks of the pizza?
No.
Well, we can't. We're only within 3 blocks.
I don't know how far. We're at Venice and Robertson.
Venice and Robertson. That's going to be rough. I'm alone tonight, and all I have is the, I've got the one car. Can you meet me somewhere?
No.
Can you meet me over at the mobile station?
What's the pizza that normally? I mean, this.
No, you can meet me at the mobile station.
No, I can't leave.
You can't leave. Hmm. Well, why don't you come on down here? We'll have a couple of drinks. Talk about it.
That's okay. You
what
know,
do you look
I,
like?
That's all right.
What do you look like?
That's okay. I'm not going to order any pizza.
Well, that's the best decision you could make. You know, cholesterol. Okay.
Is that it? Okay, that's the end of that bit. There we go. That is the pizza call on the Phil Hendry Show, and that was by request. That was a long one, man, and that was a long time ago. And that dude, I remember, just called the show. He thought it was a Pizza Hut call, and we just ran with it. By request, all night tonight. We got one more hour of requests at 1-800-449-8686. The all-request Christmas Eve show, The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Talk Radio's Speed Trap. Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Tonight we are playing All Requests. This is our Christmas Eve holiday All Request show. If there is a bit that you know from a show of recent memory or distant memory, give us a call tonight. We have another hour left in our All Request show, and we've been playing some classics. And tonight, in this hour, we do have a request for the all-time greatest classic, which will be coming up. But first, let's go to a call here for a Bob Green bit. Hello, Brian.
Hey, Phil.
Yeah, what'd you like to hear tonight?
Oh, man, I would love it. First of all, great show. I love you guys. You guys are fantastic.
Thanks.
I would love to hear Bob Green, that whole Health Inspector cat sandwich thing.
Now, what was that about? This was Bob's usually a grocery store owner, but in this bit we had him as a restaurant owner. Is that
yeah, he owned the Meatball Sub place, and the mayor liked the other guy's hot and sour soup, and he got an F rating from the L.A. Times. And the lady from the Channel 19 News kept lifting her skirt and relieving herself on his life.
Okay. That's right, man. Yeah, they gave him a bad review on TV. Okay, here it is. Bob Green and the cat sandwich.
I work in an open kitchen. It's a deli. We make everything from scratch. It's in a grocery store.
Okay.
And the customers can see every single thing that happens. If you come back from a break and you don't wash your hands, they see it. Every single thing you do there is being watched by the customers, and I think it's a great situation, and the food we put out is very healthy and clean, and I'm very concerned because your guest seems to not be in a state where he can even properly staff his business so that the facility gets clean.
No, but you're missing my point. I said to the other guy, he eats in 5-6 restaurants a week. He doesn't care if he eats a cat sandwich so long as it tastes good. Now, I would ask you, if you work in a full-service deli, and the I imagine the owner's Jewish?
No.
Because I figure he'd want to cut costs. He would be...
Wait. So far in my program...
What?
So far in my program, you know, well, the Chinese guy this, the Mexican that, the Vietnamese that, and now the Jewish owner of the deli wants to cut costs.
I don't understand.
Well, if you don't understand, I'd like to have a the racial references and the ethnic references at a minimum.
All right, let me rephrase. Suppose whoever owns your deli brought in a cat carcass and said, I want you to start...
Actually, we're an employee-owned business.
Right. Well, what if the guy who is the managing partner, let's say, said, let's start serving up cat because who's going to know the difference in our Philly cheesesteaks? You know that cat?
I know what goes on behind the counter in the kitchen, and we do not serve cat. We only serve the highest quality
what are you laughing?
And produce.
You know, you laugh about it, but you can understand what I'm saying. The money you can save... Look, you know the Philly cheesesteak sandwiches, Phil? You've had them.
Yeah, I've had them.
You know the little bits of beef that they call that steak?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Well, I fail at...
Look, you go to a place and they say, yeah, you want a Philly cheesesteak? I go, yeah, sure. What do you mean, what do you mean steak? I know the cheese, but what's this? The steak is the little strips of beef. I'm going to tell you this right now because I've heard it from at least two independent sources. Most of the Philly cheese...
We make that. We have our own special, and I see that the meat comes from Oregon Country Beef.
Is it steak?
It's grown right here in Oregon. It's free-range meat. It's very fresh.
Most,
I see them cut it up and cook it, and I can feel good about honestly telling our customers that our food is fresh, that it's healthy, that it's not going to make you sick.
Most of the Philly cheesesteak sandwiches sold in America are some version of cat meat. You think your deli's so great because you serve right in front of the customer. Customers don't know the difference between a scoop of tuna or a scoop of stir-fried dog. They wouldn't know, oh yeah, you want a tuna sandwich? And you could be digging into a pile of, it could be someone's hamster. So what I'm saying...
Look, this is absurd, and it all takes the point off of what we're trying to talk about. And this lady thinks you're mentally disturbed. You shouldn't be running a business because, you know...
I'll bet you that at least 40% of the time your Philly cheesesteak sandwich was beating around a rubber mouse before you bit into it. Are you blowing your nose on the phone, into your hand, or what's going on there?
I was using a tissue.
All right.
And I think that you really...
Yeah.
Need to reconsider your life. Obviously you have a lot of problems, and I think that running a business right now is obviously too much for you to handle if you can't properly staff your restaurant.
Well, ma'am, I will say
this. You can be a very, very angry person,
and
I would hate to be somebody that would have to work for you.
I think there is anger there.
Well, I think it's a heck of a world where a man is accused of being mentally disturbed because he objects to you piling a bun high with cat meat. Go ahead and pile it high and deep.
I work in an open kitchen. It's a deli.
That's the end of the bit. Oh, my God. I'll bet you money that your Philly cheesesteak sandwich was beaten around a rubber mouse. There it is, Bob Green. That's the best one tonight for my money. And cat sandwich. You're piling high and deep. Hey, did you ever see What About Bob? Bill, one of the funniest flicks I've ever seen in my life, man. And he's eating dinner with the family. Richard drives his family. He says, more salad, Bob? Sure. Pile it high and deep, please. Oh, fantastic. All right, now it's time for another request. We're doing all requests tonight. That one by request. I wish I... A lot of the people that are calling tonight, a lot of West Coasters, but we had some folks from New York, Maryland. We've had people from all over the country tonight giving us a call. And we'll take another request here. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Hello, Mike.
Yeah?
Yes, sir. You're on the air.
I want the one where the guy was going to beat up his cakes. He beat him at Halo.
Okay, that's Steve Bozell.
Yeah.
He wants to sue Microsoft because Microsoft's Halo 2 made him violent.
That machine didn't cause him to do the corporal punishment on his kids.
Oh, yeah.
It's the fact that video games are still on the shelf and never... do one thing to make him beat his kid. The fact that he went to the store and bought that game and played it was where he should take the responsibility for.
I'm sorry, did you say something?
The man's talking to you. What are you doing?
I'm sorry. Hold on. Hold on, kid. Don't take that corner. I was playing a game of Mortal Kombat, and I'll tell you why. That lady that was on the phone, and then the other man who was on just after her, wouldn't allow me to be right about one thing. As a result, now I'm playing Grand Theft Auto. What about that?
Yeah, that's good.
Is the caller there? Is anybody there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm here, yeah.
But okay. If you're not, you know, you don't have the common decency to listen to anybody. All you want to do is have your own point and not listen to nobody else thinking you're always right. Okay. The possibility is there that you are dead wrong.
Okay, that may be too. But let me ask you something. If I play a game of House of the Dead, Halo, or Myth, and I lose to some kid who's like 11, and I pick the kid up and I throw him out into traffic, you're saying I'm wrong.
You're definitely wrong, and it's not the video game's fault. That video game sitting at the store is not hurting nobody.
Just sitting there.
You made your mistake right when you went and bought the game. You ain't got enough intelligence to know the difference between game and reality.
Okay, maybe that's true, but I just want to be clear.
It's definitely true.
Yeah, all right, I just want to be clear. If I'm playing Donkey Kong with like a kid, and the kid bitch slaps me at Donkey Kong, okay, and I take the kid and I stick him in the trunk of my car and I drive my car into a lake, you're saying I'm wrong.
You're wrong for putting the kid in the car. Now, you ought to take and get in the car and do the driving off into the lake. That'd be cool for everybody involved.
Well, you know, sir, look, because I get angry if I'm playing Frogger or what have you, or Donkey Kong or Frogger or any of the Marco, you know, any of them games, and the car hits me, and then I want to beat a kid, you're telling me I'm wrong, and I don't see where you're coming from.
What are you talking about, man? I've been sitting here listening to you. If I play Frogger and a car hits me and I want to beat a kid, if I stick a kid in the trunk of a car after I got beat at Donkey Kong.
I'm just saying, it's like this. Here's another way of looking at it. If you were Superman, okay, is your name Eugene?
Yes.
Yes, sir, okay. If you were Superman and you knew kryptonite was in your front yard and your son threw a hunk of it at your head, what are you going to do? Sue Kryptonite? You savvy?
What's the deal with all these ifs? We're talking about what you've done. We're talking about reality.
Yes, that's
get away from your video fantasy world. As your favorite word I heard a while ago, if my aunt had a penis, she'd be my uncle. The ifs don't work with me.
No, but it's the same thing.
No, it's not.
Let's say a ghost eats me in Pac-Man. Then I take a kid and I just kick him clear into the street in front of a van.
What? You know, this man's right.
Fault because you're playing the video game.
Exactly.
Nobody's
same
forcing
thing.
You to play the video game.
What do you,
you
mean?
You ain't got enough intelligence to put the controller down and push the off button.
Well, I don't get it.
You don't get it. If you're, what do you mean?
Called take responsibility
for
your
actions,
own action.
Well, two of you guys ought to go on Broadway.
What's happening here is the audience has got more sense than you do in shutting you down.
So if the Superman son... No, you didn't shut me down.
No, the audience...
you shut down,
but
you ain't got a good argument tonight.
You're smacked down.
What about
the kryptonite argument?
You so far shut down, you in the basement of that video game.
If you knew kryptonite was in your front yard and you threw a hunk at Superman's head, you're going to sue kryptonite.
What are you talking about?
You know exactly what I'm talking about. Well, you won't admit to it. Okay, I'm going to drop a kid.
There it is, Steve Bozell. And man, that Halo 2 that his kid was beating him at is just making him want to spank his kid. That's by request. And we got more to come here on our all-request show on the Phil Henry Show. And don't forget, our website is www.philhenryshow.com. And our email address, phs@philhenryshow.com. We take requests all the time, and we play them. We play at least one a day on our show. So this isn't the only time you get a chance to hear one of your favorite bits from our show. We'll be back with some classics. In fact, we'll be back with the all-time Phil Henry Show classic this hour, along with some other gems on our all-request Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Get in there and make me some bean dip.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
By request tonight, everything by request at 1-800-449-8686. The only talk show in America that takes requests of its own material. Here is Scott. Hello, Scott.
Hello, Phil. I'd just like to tell you I'm from in Las Vegas, and I listen to you on a rebroadcast during the day while I deliver mail.
Oh, cool.
And I can't tell you how many times I've handed somebody a piece of mail and busted out laughing in their face.
They think it's something.
They must
think you're reading their mail.
Oh, it must be.
Yeah.
They must think I'm nuts. But anyway, I called up for the bit where David G. Hall was giving you a hard time, and someone called up to complain about David G. Hall.
Yeah, this caller, her name was Sylvia, and there's not too many callers that are more famous than the characters or as famous, but we've had two in the history of this show. One was a lady named Ruth, and this lady, and her name was Sylvia, and she ripped David Hall a brand spanking new one, man. Here is Sylvia and David Hall.
I want to tell you,
he's criticizing me getting seat covers
you
for my life.
Hell, you ugly pig.
Me?
You shut your mouth. I'm not talking to you, you stupid ass. I'm talking to Phil Hendry, not to you. You can go to hell. You're not worth anything.
Yes, Sylvia.
Moron.
I'm right here, Sylvia. It's Phil Hendry.
I tell that guy to shut his mouth. I'm not talking to him. He's garbage to me.
Go ahead, dear.
I might hear his voice. I want to regurgitate.
Go ahead, dear.
I want to... What is all that noise? What
they're,
is he doing now?
They're hammering in his office next door.
He should hammer his head. He's the worst animal I've ever heard on radio.
Well, I'm very sorry.
I wish the hell he'd get his head broken. You know, if I was there, I would take it up to the baseball bat.
What? I didn't hear you, Sylvia. Say that again.
I said, if I was there, I'd take a baseball bat and knock his head off. Well, he's an ugly pig. Every time I hear his voice on radio, I get sick.
Well, you know, the guy won't let Jimmy Newell, his wife is pregnant. She's going to give birth tonight.
Yeah, and he won't let him go.
No, he won't let him go.
Well, he can do better to tell him to go to hell.
And
that's what I want to talk to him and tell him to go to hell.
David?
He's a coward.
David, are you there?
Oh, you
a rotten coward.
You haven't seen a Valentine's
Day. You're a coward. You're an ugly pig.
Just a bull.
You are an ugly pig. Go to hell.
So that's Sylvia. I can't hear anything because of these guys working.
I know, but he's doing it deliberately.
Hey, David, David, why don't you tell these guys to knock the work off, okay?
Phil.
Oh, that old bag you're talking to ain't worth my time.
Yes, ma'am.
You could work for an animal like that. It's ridiculous.
Well, I think you're right.
He is an animal, not a human being. I wish I was there. You know what I could do to him?
What's that?
I could do
Well, that's a pretty violent thing.
What did she say?
It was violent, but that's how I feel about him. I despise that man.
What did you say, lady?
Shut your mouth, you pig!
Smile when you say that.
Pig.
You better.
I dare you to come down here. I'll break your neck.
Smile when you say that to me.
I'll go drop dead where you're standing, you ugly pig.
When did Moses give you that Valentine, by the way?
You go to hell, don't you? You don't deserve to live with human beings. Get the hell to the ground where you belong, you ugly animal.
To the ground?
Yes, drop dead. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, drop dead. You could have just
drop dead and get into the ground, you bastard.
Don't you think you want to be lying down?
Go drop dead. You're an ugly animal. You don't deserve to live with human beings.
Hey, Sylvia, can I ask you a question? This is Phil. I was down.
He's doing that purposely.
What? I'm sorry, honey. Did you hear me?
No.
All right. I was down. You want me to do it, okay?
He's a stupid animal.
No, but did you hear what I said? Yeah, I was talking to this guy.
Hear that? I don't hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. David, don't tell him to turn it down.
Turn what down?
Turn down the stuff outside. Anyway, Sylvia,
yes.
This guy tells me that if I...
I swear to God, if I ever
David,
met that man, I'd take my shoes off with the high heels and I'd put it right into his eyes.
I don't blame you.
What's the matter with you, Henry?
He's an ugly, stupid animal.
Why don't you turn the noise down so I can talk to Sylvia?
I didn't do anything.
Bull crap! You did it on purpose!
Oh, I did it on purpose! Boy, aren't you just the persecuted one.
You're a moron, you're an ugly, stupid pig.
All right, Sylvia, what I wanted to say was there were three people down in... David, why'd you do that?
Do what?
He's doing it deliberately.
I didn't do anything.
He's a liar.
I'm a liar now.
Yes, you're a stupid, ugly liar.
Well, thanks a lot, Jesus.
You're a disgusting pig.
And let me tell you something, Virgin
Don't
Mary.
Don't tell me anything. Drop dead.
Sylvia, these people who are...
I know it.
Would you stop that, David?
I want to tell you something.
Yes.
If I were there, and I haven't met anybody like that moron, I would take my shoes off and knock his hair off with them.
Is this Mother Teresa?
Go drop dead, you ugly pig, you!
David, you should...
What'd you say?
I said, David, you shouldn't be talking to...
Didn't catch that.
Will you stop it with those saws?
He's doing that.
He is doing it on purpose.
I know he is.
I said, David, don't talk to this
if
nice...
I have a happy occasion to meet that man. I could, you know what? I'm a pretty good expert in certain physical abilities.
Serious?
Yes, I'm not. I am serious.
What? Like what?
Well, like in jiu-jitsu.
Jiu-jitsu. There she is, Sylvia. She's a pretty good expert. And she was so nice to me. She was telling me, did you hear the story she told? She used to be a personal secretary to Greta Garbo when she lived in New York. She's from Brooklyn, moved out to California, and she told me all these nice things, but she hates David G. Hall. That's Sylvia, by request on the Phil Hendry Show, and the classics are coming up, man, including the most popular bit we've ever done on a show, and a couple of ones that I haven't heard in a long time, I'm looking forward to hearing, the Belt Sander bit, and Jay Santos about how garage sales attract perverts. 1-800-449-8686, all request show, the Phil Hendry Christmas Eve show. We'll be right back.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. You need a checkup from the neck up. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Take another request tonight. The request you're hearing, if you're just joining the show, you may not even know what it is you're listening to. What you're listening to is a show that fans of this show, down through the years, very discerning people, by the way, very forward-thinking, discerning radio listeners, call up and ask for funny calls they've heard on our show. We do a talk show, but we mostly do a comedy show whereby characters played by myself lead on callers who believe them to be real people. And so these are fans of the show calling in tonight and requesting different calls that they've heard. So let's go to another caller, and I believe I'm going to Chattanooga, Tennessee. Okay, here is, hello, Bill.
Hey.
How you doing?
Bill.
How you doing, brother?
Pretty good, man. Love your show.
Thank you.
Hey, man, I just wanted that bit. I think it's Jay Santos. He's a... belt sanding during the D.C. sniper.
The D.C. sniper was allegedly in a van that had been recently painted. So Jay was going to pull over vans in the D.C. area and belt sand a little bit of paint off of them to see if they'd been recently painted.
Yeah, and then your Korean War veteran was...
Right, and a couple of veterans call up and say and they describe very graphically what they're going to do to Jay should he ever touch their vans with a belt sander. Here's Jay Santos by request.
I did over 20 years in the military.
Semper Fi.
Yeah, Semper Fi to you. I'll tell you what, I drive a van. I just had it painted. And if I go to one of your flare drops and you try and put a belt sander on it, there's going to be a problem and you're going to have it.
Sir,
ain't searching nothing.
Sir, it's a belt sander that is industrial use.
Now, you just had the car painted. Why?
Because it had scratches in it, you creep. I'm going to tell you something. My secondary in the military was as an MP. You touch my car, you search my car, or you touch anybody in my family or me, and there's going to be a problem. There's going to be a citizen's arrest, and it's going to be you getting arrested.
Sir, I got to ask you this time. Do you own a sniper gun?
Yeah, I do, as a matter of fact. I got a souvenir from Vietnam. You got a problem with that?
All right, let's put that together. You got a sniper gun? You're a Vietnam vet, which could mean some mental imbalance. I'm not saying...
What are you talking about, mental imbalance?
You know our Vietnam vet, sir, came back a little cracked, messed up in the head.
Oh, I see, because I served my country, I'm messed
That's
up in the head.
Yeah,
now.
That is absolutely unfair. 99.9% of our Vietnam vet...
Come on, Phil, you know the stories. You've read the newspapers.
Yeah, and did you ever look at that? I'm just telling you, if I pull up to one of your flare drops...
Okay,
you try and put a belt sander on my vehicle, you're going to eat the flare, and then you're going to be arrested. And if you try and search my vehicle, then you're really going to be arrested, and you're going to be sued because it's a violation of my civil rights.
I
don't even have to let a cop search my van.
Hold on, Mike, I want you to stay on the line because you're a veteran. I got another veteran on the line here.
Yeah.
Hold on, Lloyd, is this you?
Yes, sir.
Lloyd?
First of all, I want to echo everything that Mike has said, and I was just listening to this fella, and as a fellow veteran, if this bastard touched my Winnebago, I would, oh boy, you don't even, and I did 3 years in the Korean War, sir. And
you gentlemen are threatening me.
You listen to me, and you listen good. You put a sander on my Winnebago, which my wife and I use once a year to go to see my daughter-in-law in Portland, Oregon, and I will tear your eyes out, and I will have sex with your skull. And
all right, sir.
I mean, that's how strong.
See what I'm talking about? And this is the thing that I've got to put up with as a citizen.
No.
What?
You got it wrong. We got to put up with people like you.
We got to put up with you, you piece of garbage. And you know what we used to do to guys like you in the service?
Yeah.
We'd Vaseline up their rear end and go ahead and go to work on them. One after the other. Isn't that right, Mike?
Wait a second, okay?
You see, I was called a faggot, and this old...
Well, you are a faggot.
Well, wait a minute. You're talking about...
Yes, that's right. We'd sodomize a man.
Not me. I'd pound you into the ground if you touch my vehicle, and I can do it.
Well,
gentlemen, I can assure you that I sound like I'm probably a little bit younger than both of you. I think I can handle both of you, no problem.
That's a good one. Hey. Buddy, you put your hands on me, and you'll pull back two bloody stumps.
Okay, now I'm a fag, and I'm going to have my skull sexed. Anything else, gentlemen?
What I'm telling you is that if you ever touch my vehicle without my consent or search my vehicle without my consent, one, I'd show you how tough you are, and two, you'd be the one in jail. How's that grab you?
I couldn't...
Well, sir, I don't think that's going to happen because...
Oh, it's going to happen.
Yeah, I'll back him up, too. I'll come along. You know what I got in my garage? I got a machete that I got in right after the Chosin Reservoir. One of the Marines gave me a machete. And you want to see it...
Okay, we've got enough violence going on here.
Well, these guys are talking about... hurting me.
Well, but you're pulling over and you're belt sanding their car. You detained a woman for 4 hours.
She called me a faggot. She called Subcommander Bill Nugent a faggot. She called Major Elvis Newton a faggot. She said that we all look like faggots in our fairy ass pith helmets.
Do you want to be a police officer?
I beg pardon. I am a police officer, sir.
No. You want to be
police.
A certified police officer.
I'd poke you in the rear end. That's what I'd do.
No. You want to be a certified police officer.
Sir, I'm a member of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. We save lives.
I'm asking, do you want to be a certified member of the police force?
Are you meaning that have the cars that get to ride in the
cars?
What
I'm meaning is to go to the police academy and become a certified police officer.
And be in a car with
with real cops that know that they're not allowed to search my car without my permission, without probable cause.
Why don't you answer the man's question?
I don't think. There's too much politics involved.
In the police force?
Yes, sir.
No. Please. Now, I'm trying to be reasonable with you.
I'm being reasonable, too, sir. There's far too much politics. I can make my own hours this way.
So you go out play policeman, right?
Sir, I play policeman.
My kids play cops and robbers. That's what you're doing.
You know what I do with you? And let me tell you what I do. I wouldn't stop for you. I'd keep right on driving. Well, I mean it. I heard this guy. I thought I was going to come out of my shorts.
Sir, all we're trying to do is save lives.
You're not saving any lives by sanding in my car.
You're not going to save your life, because if you put a belt sander on my car, I will drive over top of you and every member of your family.
There it is. That is, by request, the great belt sander bit. Well, we're going to take a break, and we'll come back with probably the most requested Phil Hendry Show call of all time. By request at 1-800-449-8686, our Christmas Eve all-request show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
We just want to take a peek over the shoulder of the police. That's all, slow peek. Kind of peek-a-boo.
Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
All right, well, we're going to take another request here. Our show is by request. And let's go to Marcus. He's in Iowa. Marcus?
Hey.
What's up, man?
I've been a fan since 2001.
Cool, thank you.
I was going to request Jay Santos, who is breaking up garage sales because the perverts would come and sniff the tricycle seats and stuff.
Exactly. The garage sales attract. It's a magnet for perverts that want to come and sniff tricycle seats. Exactly. Thank you, Marcus. Here it is. Jay Santos and the garage sale.
My heart is beating so fast. I'm just sickened by what I hear. You know, I have had garage sales. I've grown up on garage sales, and I attend them all the time because, I mean, it's a great way to save money on kids' toys. And I just think that's really going on the deep end of crime, really. I mean, garage sales are early on a Saturday morning, and you get to know your neighbors, and I think it's kind of a community thing. I think
there's a lot of positive aspects, what you're saying, ma'am, but unfortunately what the garage sale does represent as well, since a lot of these signs are posted not only on postings outside the neighborhood, you also have these ads that are placed in newspapers, recycler, and what have you. They are automatic attractions to individuals who might want a case house for burglary. These perverts that want to come and take a little kid who's running around in his underwear, what have you. And so while the garage sale person who's having it may have the best of intentions, as I said, the road to hell is paved with good intentions.
But what is this world coming to? I mean, you can't let your kid go to the park. You can't have a garage sale. I mean,
that's how I feel about it.
Families and children, and you know, that's
Mammy,
what
do
I.
Do you have any idea the danger that exists? You're putting your children in danger when strangers are allowed onto your property to pick through your underwear or whatever it is you got out there. You might as well unlock your kid's window.
I have never had a suspicious-looking person. I've mostly seen mothers and kids and just family people and neighbors.
Well,
and
as we found out in 9/11, and too late, in fact, suspicious-looking people may not necessarily be the ones that we should target. 9/11, I think, taught us something very clearly, that the people that perpetrated the 9/11 crashings of the buildings and all this nonsense were in fact young, well-scrubbed, good-looking young men who you would have invited into your home to have a beer and all
the night. Their are a little higher than, a small three-bedroom home having a garage sale. I mean,
if that small three-bedroom home has a little tiny child in it, some pervert wants to get his hands on it. I tell you right there, he's just found himself a big fat fish in a pond.
Well, wherever you go, whatever you do, these people to come in and use your restroom.
Alone. But as I said, we observed a man picking up a tricycle. Can you imagine a guy picking up a tricycle trying to sniff the seat? This kind of a deal. And this is happening in your neighborhood.
Well, again, I don't know whether you saw him trying to sniff a tricycle seat or whether he was...
That's gross and disgusting.
Absolutely. And I'm not going to sit for it in my neighborhood. And there's an old saying,
You know what? I don't think they do that in at an early Saturday morning at a garage sale in front of a whole street of mothers and their children, because you know what? We are like lions, and if we saw any pervert weirdo coming up and doing
you ought to be in the you ought to be in the business that I'm in, ma'am, because as a member of Citizens Auxiliary Police, I've seen a lot of sickness.
Well, that lady was going off the deep end there for a second. 1-800-449
I can tell. Let me just jump in. I can understand her concern. But I can tell you right now, she's sitting there and she's telling people, oh, yeah, those shot glasses are only 50 cents, and that's a really nice can opener. Me, I got some guy who's got his face pressed right into some tricycle seat. No, thank you. No, thank you.
Jay Santos. And remember, it's about saving lives. That's a. That's it's so true, isn't it? Our all request show now here. Let's go to David on the Phil Henry Show. David?
Yeah, Phil?
How you doing, brother?
Good.
Good, man.
Great show. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
I'll never forget shaking your hand, and I'm requesting Mavis and All You Can Eat Negro tonight.
Yeah, this is a, we got to hear this, regardless of the phone calls we're going to get tomorrow.
Do you fear your nephew is in hell?
I fear that my nephew is not with the Lord, no.
Not with the Lord. In other words, in hell.
I don't know. I fear he's not with the Lord, no. And because they ate part of his body, like a limbo.
You fear that that Roman Catholic communion is they ate your nephew's body?
Yes, sir.
All right, we have on the line in Van Nuys here a Roman Catholic priest on KFI AM 640. Hello.
How you doing?
Good.
Hey, listen, ma'am, first of all, I offer my condolences to you on the loss of your nephew.
Are you a priest?
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah. I just want to let you clarify something for you, okay?
Yeah.
So this is just, you've been misinformed about the Catholic Church.
Why do you eat people?
Well, if you just hang on, I'll explain to you what our belief is, and then you can draw your own conclusion.
But you eat people?
Let me explain what our teaching is, and you draw your own conclusion.
Let the father explain, okay?
Okay, first of all, we believe that when we receive communion, we receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Oh my God.
Well, hold on, ma'am.
No, ma'am.
I mean,
I'm just calling to let you know what our belief is.
You eat flesh and blood.
If you want to look at it that way, that's fine.
Oh my God.
That's fine.
I want to vomit.
This is our belief, and you draw your own conclusion.
I want to vomit.
Ma'am, you got to let the father explain.
Why would I want to hear him talk about eating
people? Well, because you've been misinformed.
This is like Hellraiser, like Clive Barker.
Okay, first of all, okay, you're upset because you've been misinformed about what happened to your nephew and our ritual.
You eat the butt, you eat the whole damn thing.
Excuse me?
Don't you eat it?
We eat the host, yes.
The host.
But he said he eats the whole body of the man.
That's not what I said.
You said you eat the blood and the flesh.
Of whom?
Of the man.
No, of Jesus Christ.
Oh, God. Oh, that is a blasphemy.
Well, if you choose to believe that, all I'm trying to do is inform you about our belief because you've been misinformed.
Do you eat up on the booty, too?
I'm not even going to answer that.
I don't understand. What's that mean?
What is this man talking about eating the Lord Jesus?
Let him finish.
Okay.
Let him just say what he has to say.
From the scriptures, man, where Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and said, take this and eat it. This is my body.
Oh, God.
And then he took the cup of wine and he said, take and drink. This is my blood. And again he says, unless you eat my body and drink my blood, you have no life within you.
Oh, my God. This is Good Friday.
Exactly.
And you're talking about eating up on Jesus.
I'm just calling to inform you of what we believe.
You're grubbing on Jesus, ain't you?
If
what?
You choose to believe that.
You're grubbing all over on Jesus.
If that's what you choose to believe.
And my nephew, what about him?
Okay, ma'am, as again.
Macking on Jesus. Them Catholics macked on my boy.
Macked on your boy.
I don't believe that. I'm sorry.
Them Catholics macked on your boy, huh?
You want to laugh at
no,
me?
No, Phil, can I ask you a question?
You son of a bitch, you laugh at me?
Excuse me, man, let me ask you a question here.
It's like some kind of Negro smorgasbord over there.
Well, I'll tell you. Listen.
Okay, now, as far as that other man is concerned.
It's like a brother buffalo.
Oh, my gosh. I'm in a family.
Listen, Father, I thank you for taking the time.
Okay.
I really do.
Ma'am, you have a good Easter.
Well, you pay for your sins.
Well, I'll leave that up to God.
That's true. Thanks, Father. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That was a Roman Catholic priest.
They're macking on my boy like a brother buffet. Oh, you can eat me. Oh.
What was it? What's it called, man?
All you can eat, Negro.
No, all you can eat, Negro. Oh, God. So, I understand.
Well, thank you very much.
I just realized the funniest part of that bit is just us laughing. You know? I'll never forget that bit. We were over still doing our show locally at KFI in Los Angeles, and my engineer at the time was Mike Crozier, and he's the guy that wrote it down on the whiteboard. And I just read it, and I lost it. There you go. That's our request show. And there's so much fun to do that we're probably going to start doing these once a month. I think it's a good idea to just to get these requests in once a month. You guys can go to our archives on our website. You can go to our 30-day archive and hear full shows. You get a backstage pass for $6.95. You get all the material that you need right there on our website at www.philhenryshow.com. I hope you have the greatest Christmas in the world. I love you. Have a Merry Christmas. Have a happy holiday. Whatever your religion is, doesn't matter to me. If you're an atheist, merry, random, empty universe to you. And we'll see you when we see you, brother. I mean, we're going to do take a few days off, but we're here. We're live. We're rocking. We're ready for you every day. The Phil Henry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Henry Show.